from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Check it out. You already know this your folks, Trillville.
Yes, sir.
And you already know you tune in to 92.9 The Game with who? Andy and Randy.
Yes, sir. Welcome back, man. Whoop. Whoop.
Man, I know you play this every first of the month. It really does make me realize how fast every month
man,
is going.
Man, it's crazy.
August 1st, pre-K today.
Man, my
pre-K
girl,
drop
my girl.
Off today.
Yeah, man.
She was very proud.
That's
she
awesome.
Was very, very that's excited.
Awesome.
She wanted to wear, she has a nice dress she wore to a wedding earlier this year. It's got stars all over it. She wanted to wear the star dress.
Damn today. Right.
Yeah, she's a star.
You're damn right.
That's right.
Yeah, man. And that's the thing about navigating, because we're going to a new school this year.
Right.
We're going to middle school, going to middle school, so got a new route.
By the way, if you want to listen to us talk about our middle school experiences.
Yes, it was so good.
Listen to the Off the Cuff podcast today.
A lot of violence.
For middle school
a lot of violence in our middle school.
That's what it is.
Got to figure out new routes to this new school and everything. But we're going to make it. We're going to make it. And I'm going to tick some people off. I really don't care, because my truck's probably bigger than yours. So, all right, I'm going to get in there, lady. you ain't got to put on brakes. But I promise you, I'm going to get it. All right, I'm going to get this big old truck
in
there.
See, that's how people treat us, Prius. People.
Yeah, I'm gonna get
what
in
they
there.
Do.
That's how I'm gonna treat it like a Prius. I don't care. Yeah. That's how I view it, man. But yeah, it's a lot of restrictions over there. This is neighborhood to where I'm thinking, like, you know, I can drop him off right here. He can just walk because it's a crosswalk. No dropping off of children right here.
Man.
4 or 5 signs.
Yeah. So. Now they're very specific about how they want you to line up in that line.
Yeah, man. We're gonna figure this out though.
All right.
We're gonna figure this out.
I'm sure you will. You know whose ears perked up when we said we did a podcast about violence? Smoking Joe Patrick. That's who.
In one corner, we've got 92.9 The Game's midday host, Andy and Randy.
You're right.
Just under 400 pounds, to the best of our knowledge. And in the other corner, 92.9 The Game's reporter, Smoking Joe Patrick, at an undisclosed height and weight, because he likes to cause trouble.
What are you doing with the off day, Joe? How are you? Because it's been go, go, go. Once it starts. What have you been doing with a little time?
Yeah, it was nice. I played some golf this morning with fellow reporter for the Falcons for Sports Illustrated, Daniel Flick. That was a fun time. We played at a place called Sugar Creek, which I had never heard of, but it's kind of down in, like, I guess southeast DeKalb, somewhere down there. And it was good. It was like 40 – actually, I should have paid less because I am a resident of DeKalb County, but it was like $44. Nice golf course. I don't think it gets used very often. It's – yeah, funded by the county and everything. So it was a good time down there today.
You're not flexing.
That's peak beat writer behavior.
It's flexing, eh?
Golfing on the day off.
Yeah, just a
flex. If only I had a straw hat on out there, that would be like, yeah, that would be peak. Truly peak beat reporter behavior. But yeah, playing golf on the off day for sure.
You know, how did it go? What'd you shoot?
Hold on. He ain't flex about the golf. He plays about with the guy.
Oh, yeah. He's with the Sports Illustrated.
With the Sports Illustrated.
I know. This is all. All
right, Joe.
Rubbing elbows.
All right, Joe.
What'd you shoot?
I shot an 81.
Another flex. On the front nine? Or?
on the front nine. Okay. No. I was shot an 81. It was solid. It was a good day. It was a good day.
Done. Smoking Joe Pat. Oh, go ahead.
Hold on. I got to pick up on this, the middle school violence.
Okay.
It made me think of a story that happened in my neighborhood. Because, you know, middle school, especially for boys, it's like when you hit puberty, you start getting stronger, or some people start getting stronger, others don't.
Yep.
And there was a Halloween, you know, Halloween was always a big thing, and like, there was always people getting into trouble and whatever.
Yep.
And I guess there was a bullying event that happened in the neighborhood where a group of kids had, you know, bullied one kid, and they pinned him down and apparently, allegedly, beat him with a Nerds rope.
Ooh.
And it was just, it's got to be one of the most insulting ways to actually get beat up is to get hit with a Nerds rope.
Yeah, but no doubt. Saying, like, violence and middle school go together.
They do.
Because you're like,
yeah, exactly.
I'm
yeah,
not going to let you pick on me.
No, it's full, I'm not, it's
gonna,
full
I'm,
on.
I'm not going to let you pick on me.
It's full on, like, nature, like, Discovery Channel wildlife. Yes. Like, because, like Joe said, everybody's hitting it at a different point, right? Like, some people are late bloomers, some whatever. Like, you get to sixth grade, and the difference between a sixth grader who's not hit puberty and an eighth grader who has, that's a man and a boy right there.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason,
we're going to knuckle up.
The people in the guy who did is like, oh, I want to fight that one.
I want to beat up the little kid. Well, they come on up here because this little kid crazy as hell.
Yeah, sometimes you run up on a little kid who's Randy and then you get beat up.
Mama said, when your mama sits you to sixth grade, like, hey. Don't let nobody punk you. I saw your mama see you. Your mama see you in middle school like that.
That really is.
We're gonna be fighting.
The middle school pep talk you need.
Yes.
Like, keep your head on a swivel. Yeah. Don't let anybody punk
you. Your mama tell you that for your first day sixth grade. Hey, don't let nobody punk you.
All right. So we got about a week of training camp in the books. We've been able to get out there and observe and interview and do all kinds of different stuff. It's really been great to have football back. What has stood out? Has there been an individual whose performance has stood out? Maybe they've gotten more run with the ones than you would have expected. Maybe give the listeners a player or two or three that have stood out to you thus far.
Yeah, so, you know, there's so many different ways you can go with that. I think overarching, and I won't spend too much time on this, but, like, obviously you get the different feel with Kirk Cousins as the quarterback of this team. And I got to say, I think one of the storylines that hasn't been discussed, because it hasn't really been a story, and I think a lot of people thought it was going to be a story, but the relationship between Kirk Cousins and Michael Penix seems absolutely great. It just seems really, really good. I think both for both quarterbacks, but, you know, for Penix especially, to be able to learn from Kirk Cousins. We've talked kind of about how he's been able to pick up some things on the way that Kirk takes notes and just like the questions that he asks and the way he kind of, you know, probes in that meeting room. I think it's just a really great experience for Michael Penix to kind of learn off of. And you know, when that draft pick was made, there was lots of consternation that this was going to be some kind of, you know, feud, or there was going to be kind of bad feelings there. And that has just not happened whatsoever. You would not even know that it was a storyline that people were talking about. So I think that's, you know, a really great thing. And it's a testament to all the guys involved, for Kirk, for Penix, for the coaches that have kind of helped ease over the situation. I'm sure there are still some kind of hurt feelings and whatnot on the business side of it from, you know, various people connected to the players, but it really seems like they are totally kind of on the same page when they're there at the facility. In terms of kind of players that are, you know, I don't know, breaking out is the right word,
it's
but players
probably too
who,
early to say that, but I know what you mean.
Yeah, but players who we don't really talk about as much, you know, I think Darnell Mooney and Ray McLeod, both in that receiving room, are going to really change things and change the look and feel of this Falcons offense, where last year you had so many players at those receiving positions, both at tight end and receiver, who were really like big physical ball winner types who were not, you know, getting a lot of separation from their opponents. They were running kind of routes that were kind of stopped. They were stopping, you know, on whether comeback routes or things like that. And I think that in this system, especially when you talk about these two players who I think kind of illustrate best what Zach Robinson wants out of these his receiving roles is these guys who are running drags, running crossers, and actually able to get separation, some whip routes, things like that. And Kirk has even talked specifically about Ray McLeod, who has not really been a featured wide receiver on any team that he's played on so far in his career, and that he can really kind of show himself in a way that he hasn't been able to because he's been part of some really talented teams with the Niners and Steelers in his career. So I think those two guys are really looking to – they could really kind of change the way that this Falcons offense really looks. And then on the defensive side of the ball, there are some breakout players that people don't really talk about, but I think one name that might be somewhat familiar for a lot of people is Taquan Graham on that defensive line. Has kind of really stood out and gotten a lot of reps with the ones, especially when you're trying to rest Grady and limit his workload. Taquan Graham looks like he's ready to kind of step back into a role in a 3-4 scheme that is really going to fit him a lot better than Ryan Nielsen's scheme did. I think there's just generally going to be quite a few players that fit a lot better in this defense because of the scheme change, where they can be a little bit more dynamic, especially along that defensive line.
What do you expect to see tomorrow, Joe? Because the last time they were able to practice in front of fans, they didn't have any pads on or anything like that. You think it's going to be a regular practice or possibly something, you know, more team aspects and everything like that? Because the fans want to come see real football. I know they're going to cheer the one-on-ones when one of the receivers makes a catch, but do you think it'll be a little bit more up-tempo because the pads are on?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I was talking to Raheem Morris about this before practice yesterday, when we got out there on the field after the media session. I guess there wasn't a media session in the morning. Yeah, I got pushed back. But we were just chatting kind of about the practices so far this week, and he said that, the one 2 days ago was kind of a little bit lower. That first day they put on the pads was just kind of getting acclimated to the pads. Yesterday was a step up, and it felt like a longer practice to me than the day before. And then, he called that like a medium practice, and then this one on Friday, at least his expectations were this is going to be one where they go pretty kind of full tilt. They're obviously not going to be bringing guys down to the ground and going full on scrimmage mode, but they will be going basically as hard as they can go intensity wise with the pads, and I think that should make for as good of a spectacle as you can have for the fans who get in the building. And I just generally think, I know the players, they always say we're going to we obviously put our best reps in on every single rep. Doesn't really matter if fans are there or not. But I do think that there will be something to the player, in the player's mind where, you're on the field where you're going to be playing on Sundays and you've got fans in the stands. And it's going to be kind of in the evening, not early in the morning. I think that, temperature is going to be perfect, obviously, inside that venue. I think that's going to kind of get these guys flying around tomorrow.
Smoke and Joe Patrick joining us here, talking some Falcons football, 92.9 The Game Falcons reporter. What has it looked like as far as the depth goes in the secondary? I know that's something that we've been paying attention to as far as who the other corners are going to be aside from A.J. Terrell. What does some of the safety rotations look like? What have you seen in the first week or so from who's on the, I guess, on the starting group in the secondary?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, interestingly, it looks like, you know, Richie Grant has been taking most of the first team reps at the safety position opposite Jesse Bates, which we all kind of, I think, assumed it was going to be DeMarco Helms because he's the one who kind of ended the season in that role. But, Grant seems to have kind of reclaimed that with a good spring and summer. And, you know, that's the same reason why Mike Hughes also has been stuck in that CB2 role, which Jimmy Lake said yesterday was down to what he showed the coaches during the OTA sessions. And honestly, I do think that a lot of this stuff is down to not just what they're showing on the field in the reps, but also just the way that they interact with the coaches in their meeting rooms when they're watching the film and being able to, you know, properly digest and diagnose the plays and understand their assignments, which we aren't really privy to firsthand on the field, but that's evidenced by the fact that they are getting those reps with the starters. It's an interesting group to talk about because there are some definite question marks on the starting unit when you talk about guys like Mike Hughes and Richie Grant. But also, like, when you take into account the entirety, including the depth of this defensive backfield, you know, I think that it's actually not so bad because I think what Antonio Hamilton, Kelvin King, what they're adding to kind of depth of this unit, I think, is better than what they had in previous years. And we're seeing also Clark Phillips really kind of make, you know, the biggest push he can for that CB2 role where he's fighting with Mike Hughes. And he's had a few interceptions so far, or a couple at least so far in this training camp. And that's the kind of player that he is. So I think that what you have in this defensive backfield, hopefully, is, they might not be as kind of tight in man-to-man coverage situations like Ryan Nielsen was asking of his defensive backs last year. But I think that in a more zone-heavy scheme, you've got guys who can hopefully make plays and create turnovers by jumping routes and being able to, you know, have their eyes on the quarterback a little bit more when they're in their back pedal and just be able to use their natural instincts.
Joe, we appreciate it as always. JP. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.